Blog Talk Radio.
Michael Shakespeare, and we're back on the air another day. Praise the Lamb of God, and it is praise and worship day today, and we thank and praise God, hallelujah, for all that he is, all that he is doing, all that he has done and gonna do. My goodness gracious, praise the Lord. We just got to praise him for everything, don't you? Because he is that kind of God. God bless all of our intercessors and those that's shining in today. Praise the Lamb. We are here today by the grace of God as we push closer, praise the Lamb of God, to the hour of resurrection. Hallelujah. As we have looked at the Passover, praise the Lamb of God of the Jews, as we call it, the Passover of the Jews. Hallelujah. When the Lord passed over in Egypt, and we thank and praise God that their Passover eclipsed in our Passover, praise the Lamb of God. Yes, it does. It eclipsed in our Passover with Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. For he also was our Passover lamb Yes, he was. Praise the Lamb of God. He died right there, crucified as they betrayed, as they was celebrating the feast of the Passover. And Passover morning, he was sentenced, praise the Lamb of God, because they started Passover in the evenings. Yes, right. And the next morning, praise the Lamb of God, they took him and they slayed our Passover lamb. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And now we have the blood applied. And when God sees the blood, he passes over. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I am so, so happy that I am saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And that with evidence, my goodness, not just of tongue, but spiritual gifts operating in me. I thank God for his power, for his grace, for his love today. Praise the Lamb of God. And more so, I thank him for you, you, and you, and you. Praise the Lamb of God for your empowerment. For as sure as I live, praise the Lamb of God, God has snatched more than just me out of the fire. And I recognize there are some powerful people that God has empowered in this day, in this time, in this season, to do his will, praise the Lamb of God, in the earth realm. And I'm excited about it. Yes, I am. Yes, I is. I am. However you want to put it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, people of God, hallelujah. We missed some good testimonies yesterday, but I'm sure we will hear some today. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Those that have a testimony, you can call in at this number, area code 646-564-9818, area code 646-564-9818, and you can call in and give us your testimony today concerning the goodness of the Lord in your life. Praise the Lamb of God. Today we're going to look at the sixth chapter of Isaiah. Yeah, praise the Lord. We're going to talk a little bit more about Isaiah as the week closes out because there's so much messianic promise in here. Praise the Lord. Then next week we'll go on to the next minor prophet. Praise the Lord as we conclude the book of Isaiah this week. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. Touch a neighbor. Touch a friend. Reach out. Tell them that the show is on today. Praise the Lamb of God. And we are here with our heads lifted up. Hallelujah. Our hands lifted up. And we're giving God praise and glory for this another day. Wow. Boy, I tell you, when you looked at the weather yesterday and then you look at the weather today, boy, what a change, a change, a change. The snow has gone off the lawn already. Yeah, I tell you, praise the Lamb of God, when you can't tell summer from winter, when you can't tell, praise the Lamb of God, the spring from the fall, these are the signs of the end times. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. I love you. I bless you today, each and every one of you. I love you. I love you. I love you. It's praise and worship day. My God, what an awesome God we serve, and we are going to just give him praise today. Watch this.
Come on and praise the Lord, everybody. Come on and bless the Lord in this place. Come on and put your hands together. Come on, we want the people of the earth, the nations, to declare his glory and his majesty. Hallelujah.
Let the nations of the earth declare his glory and his majesty.
No matter how I rise, oh God. Take your rightful place. Arise, O God, arise, arise, and take your rightful place upon the throne of our hearts, the throne of our minds, the thrones of our souls. Yes, God, the throne of the universe belongs to God, and be seated on the praises of your people, O God, for you are worthy. Hallelujah. The angels in glory say you're worthy, for you came up from under the throne of God. Hallelujah. And prevailed to take the book out of the right hand of God and loose the seven seals thereof. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Could nobody do it but Jesus? Could nobody do it but Jesus? Hallelujah. And it is done. They said he searched the heavens and the earth and beneath and above and couldn't find nobody. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. But they have found Jesus Christ. Rose and volunteered and said, Lord, here I am. Send me, I'll go. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Prophet Darrell's here with me now in the studio. Let me light him up. Let me light him up. Prophet Darrell Saunders is here with us.
Good
Prophet Darrell. Man, I'm rising. I'm in this thing today. What you talking about, man? Well, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Arise, our God. Arise, our King. What a wonderful God we serve, Prophet. What you up to, man of God?
Nothing, about to get me some clothes on so I can go out here and run some errands. That's about it.
You going to run some errands? And get in that cold weather, praise the Lord. Now, what state you in today? You know, you the Spirit taketh you places. Where are you? What is your feet about?
I'm in Chicago.
You in Chicago? You in the windy? Yeah, you gonna hit the pole if you in the windy. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Today, my brother, praise the Lamb. You right to say it's cold, hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, Prophet Darrell is here with us, and we thank God. Let me see who this look like up in Pontiac, Michigan. Ophelia.
Good afternoon, Apostle. Good afternoon, Sanders.
It's on the wall, I tell you. Praise the Lamb of God. We thank and praise God for him today being here with us in queue. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. What a mighty God we serve. My God. God has been. Do you know I had Jewish people calling me yesterday? Praise the Lamb. Their attorney and his family talked to me about an hour or so about the red moons, about the blood moons yesterday. Prophet Darrell, praise the Lamb of God and the significance it has with Israel. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness gracious. People are being moved by the mighty wonders of God in the heavens. Hallelujah. Yeah, and we must remember that God said when he made the moon that it would be for signs. Times, signs, and seasons. Praise the Lamb of God. It didn't say it would be for warmth for the earth like the moon, like the sun.
Nope. Right.
But it said it would be for times, for signs. Hallelujah. And it
wow.
would be for seasons. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, we have come in to a new season in God. Praise the Lamb of God. And God has been declared. And let me tell you something. While I was talking to him, he read some things that coincide with the Torah, the five books of law, praise the Lamb of God, and the writings and the prophets from the Tumah. And it was sharing about the blood moons and that they are signs of, watch this, in Israel, watch this, they're signs of imminent destruction from the hand of God to break the backs
wow.
of the people that they may return to him. Hello, light bulbs.
Hey,
now, tell me, does that not coincide with the prophecies that I've been putting on the page on
yeah,
Thursday night?
Yeah, you have been saying that. Mm-hmm.
Tell me, does that not correlate? Tell me, is that more than ironic? Hallelujah. I ain't know nothing about no blood moon coming, but I know God. Hallelujah. I know what God says in
Amen.
This season. Hallelujah. It's a sign, hallelujah, that God is about to move. Praise the Lamb of God. And, boy, I tell you, and we got, what, three more of them to go in the next
yeah.
6 months? Yeah, that's right. Praise the
God,
Lamb of
yeah.
God. Some changes coming on, people of God. Some changes.
Mm-hmm.
are about to be made, praise the Lamb of God, in the earth realm. And I've been telling people, praise the Lamb of God, as we studied the apocalyptic passages of Scripture, in our eschatology search and what have you of the end times, we see that it's going to be something peculiar that's going to happen, praise the Lamb of God, that the man of sin and the false prophet might be revealed in the earth, praise the Lamb of God,
mm-hmm.
that something about the Pope, praise the Lamb of God, that his title is going to be changed. Y'all better watch this now. Y'all better watch these things that's coming, praise the Lamb, and something significant is going to happen in Israel, praise the Lamb of God. Something significant that's going to be a sure sign of the Lord Jesus' return. Now, you just watch now, praise the Lamb, because we must remember when Christ returns, he's coming, praise the Lamb of God, in his millennial reign. Hallelujah. He's going to come stand on Mount Zion. Come on, talk to me now. And he will enter into the temple. The Bible tells you that, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah. And his millennium reign, the 144,000, praise the Lamb of God, and then the number that no man can number. You better read your book, praise the Lord. It's right there.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Let me see. Granddaughter, you with me here?
I'm with you, Prophet.
How you doing, the granddaughter?
I'm doing good. A little tired today, but I'm doing good.
You sound a little tired. Hallelujah. Well, we pray God's strength on you. My God, maybe you need to go lay down, daughter. Praise the Lamb of God.
Down.
If you need to get some rest, we got it. We got it. We can hang it today. You need to get some rest.
Down.
We don't want stuff out now, okay?
All right.
All right. You can get you some rest. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's intercessors all down this line. I'm looking at them. Praise the Lamb of God. We got plenty of them here today. My God, hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, so I was excited about that, Prophet Dale, because these changes and these this movement of God in this season, praise the Lord, is going to be so significant in us as the believers knowing what God is doing so that we won't trip out. You know, when you don't know what God is doing, you know, you might trip out and just go on a, you know, a frenzy and just lose yourself, all of the calamity and stuff that's going on. But when you know that God has said that this is what he was going to do, you can sit in the rocking chair like grandmama and say, it's the Lord's doing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, the old people couldn't read. They couldn't read and write good. My grandmother and great-grandmother, they couldn't read and write good, but they knew God, and they knew the activity and the works of the Lord. They knew the activity and the works of the Lord. They knew, praise the Lamb of God, when God was doing something, and they let nothing move them. They let none of them, and I'm going to say this to you, children, praise the Lamb of God, I pray none of these things move you when God starts moving. I pray that you have a solid foundation in the Word of God, that none of these things move you, and that you remember the prophecies, that you remember, hallelujah, what God said that he was going to do to bring this nation back to his knees. Hallelujah. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. As Trevor Dalewell put it, to restore his name back in the earth. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Name back on the map. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Wait a minute. My Bertha here. My Bertha.
Hey, Prophet. Hey, Prophet Sanders. Althea, Shaquan.
Hey, Mother Bertha. How are you?
I am wonderful, wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, see, another intercessor in queue. Praise the Lamb of God. Well, we're glad. And congratulations to your daughter. I did get that message last night, My Bertha. Praise the Lamb of God. We bless God
praise
for your
God.
Daughter. Hallelujah, that she's going on in. We hear the joy bells ringing. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
That's going
to
be wonderful.
God. We got the
that's
yes,
too inside a few months for you. You just emptying that nest real good around
all
now.
All three of them are married now.
All three of them is going to be married. Oh, my goodness. What a wonderful thing. Praise God. We praise God for it. All right, people of God, hallelujah. Do we have any testimonies as we get ready to go to prayer? Hallelujah. We want you to, if you have a testimony, we didn't get a chance to do this yesterday. I'm trying to play catch up. We got so excited about the blood moons and things of this nature and what God was saying, and we got caught up in that. Praise the Lamb of God. I know the Lord is already moving. I already prophesied to somebody already this morning about what God has said is about to be released into their hands. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. But I tell you, if you talk about Jesus, he will show up. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. My God, wait a minute. Somebody's on the line here. Somebody just pushed one. Hallelujah. Oh, this may be your sister. Praise God. Hallelujah. 864, is this Sylvia?
It is. Hi, family.
How you doing?
How are you?
Good.
Good, wonderful. All's well. Praise the Lamb of God. All right. Praise God. We're going on to our prayer session now. Praise God. We're going to ask you, if you would, to join us in prayer as we seek the Lord's face. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, let me tell you, our God is awesome. There is none like him nowhere. No. There's none like God. And there's none can do what the Lord does. No. If you can find somebody like him, I want to be introduced to him. Because our God is able, praise God, to move mountains. Yes, he is. He's able, praise the Lamb of God, still, to change the course and direction of your life, your children's life, and anybody else, praise the Lamb of God, that you know that need him. I want you to know that, praise the Lamb of God, that he is a very present help in the time of trouble. Hallelujah. My goodness gracious. I could not sit as a man of God today and tell you about the goodness of God if it had not been for the goodness of God on my life. If it has not been for the goodness of God on my life, Hallelujah. Somebody told me just the other day, you need to start writing an autobiography of your life. Said you've been through so much. People don't know what you've been through, prophet. Hallelujah. Somebody who's been knowing me for years said they don't know what you've been through, and you're still standing. You're still standing. They don't know what you've been through, man of God. Hallelujah. And you want me to tell you something? All I've been through is almost like a dream, because everything I've been through has seemed so traumatic. God has never left me. He's always been there. He's always been there. Praise the Lamb of God. And people of God, I want to tell you this today. As our daughters and sons and daughters come to pray, I want to tell you, his hand can go to the phantoms of the sea. There's no place where he is not. Hallelujah.
Woo!
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
His hand can stretch through jail bars. Hallelujah. Behind prison walls. Hallelujah. There's no solitary confinement that his hand does not reach. There's no place that his voice is not heard. Hallelujah. Deep.
Thank you, Jesus.
Speaketh unto deep. Thank you, God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Woo, as these daughters come now, my God, my God, my God. Oh, glory to Jesus. And pray for us and lead us in prayer. I want you to know this, praise the Lamb of God. I got to tell you this, that God hears prayer. I know that seems simple to some of you. Hallelujah. But it's one of the deepest things in my life that I can whisper words from my heart and lips, and the very God of heaven catches hold to it and responds to me. God hears prayers. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Bertha Pruitt, I want you to come lead us in prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. One of our chief intercessors is coming now to lead us to the throne of grace. Woo! Bless you.
Hallelujah.
Bless you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, God.
We magnify your holy name. Your holy
yes.
God, you're awesome in all your ways.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
God, we ask you now to forgive us of all of our sins and our thoughts that we have thought that were not of you, oh, God. We humbly repent in heart, Lord Jesus. Because, God, we want to be clean so that we can enter into the holy of holies and see your throne room, oh, God, and make our requests known unto you. Father God,
yes,
forgive us if we have hurt anyone, oh, God. If we have said anyone to wound it or offend them, to turn them away from you. God,
hallelujah,
forgive us.
Hallelujah,
God, cleanse us in your precious blood. Cleanse our mind and our hearts, oh God, so that we will have clean hearts, oh God, and holy hands. Father, we stretch our hands to you. Know that here we know, if you withdraw your soul from us, oh God, where can we go, Lord? So, God, we lift our eyes into the hills. For which cometh all our help, because our help comes from you. Father God, you are our shepherd, and you want and we lack nothing, because the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, and all they that dwell therein. So God, we thank you now. We thank you for your mercy and your grace. And most of all, God, we thank you for your love. We thank you that you love us so much. While yet we were in our sins, you died on the cross for us, oh God. You shed your blood to unite us back to the Father. And for that, God, we say thank you. Oh God, we glorify you today. We magnify you. And we remember all the suffering, the pain and the agony, the gory, glory, oh God, violent death that you took because of us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your blood. So now, God, we ask you in the name of Jesus, as we lift up the sick and the afflicted, we put every infirmity, oh God, under the blood. God, you said in your word that you were wounded for our transgressions, that you were bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of our peace shoulders and with your stripes. We are
under
you. Stripes that you took on the cross. God, we put every sickness under the blood. Heal in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, do it now for your glory. Father God, we lift up every nation. God, you said every nation. In the name of Jesus, that every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that you are Lord. Let your blood flow through the nations, oh, God. God, bless America. We seek peace for Jerusalem, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we call in our unsaved loved ones. Oh, God, for the northeast, south, and the west. Bring them in, oh, God. Ocean song upon them, oh, God. Arrest them in your Holy Spirit. Oh, God, send your word, God. In the name of Jesus. The messengers,
the
oh, God, that you have assigned to them to bring them in, oh, God. We don't want another soul to be lost,
yes.
Oh, God. In the name of Jesus. Bring them in for your glory. Kingdom builders, kingdom entrepreneurs, the financial work, oh God, in the name of Jesus, send in tithes, oh God, those that don't mind sowing into the ministry, for your glory, God, do it now, God, that will relieve their burden off of your leaders, oh God, that they can study your word, meditate in it, to lead your people, oh God, we thank you, oh God, now, we thank you in Jesus' name, we bind every spirit, Lord, that has been set against this ministry. PCA and PSMI against Apostle Shakespeare. We pray under the blood, Lord Jesus. Every witch, every warlord, every demon spirit, every plot, every scheme, we counsel you now in the name of Jesus. You have no power. You have no victory. We triumph over you in the blood of Jesus. God, we thank you. We magnify you. And we glorify
you
in the name of Jesus. Release your fire, God. Let your fire flow mighty, O God. Let your word come forth and fly out of the top of your mouth. And teach us your word, God. Let the fire fall, God. In the name of Jesus, we glorify you, Lord. We seal this prayer for your glory in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, your majesty, O God. You reign, O God. You reign in the heaven and the earth. Move by your spirit, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you now, God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, glory to your name,
Jesus.
Glory to your name, Jesus.
Love you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Glory to your name, Jesus. Let us feel your presence, Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Saturate us.
Embrace us in your glory, God. Yeah, Lorena Fonte. Sharon, my real father. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We magnify you, Lord. Jesus, thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I want you to pray now. I want you to pray right now for, hallelujah, the saints of God. And the shepherds of God, the shepherds and the saints, I want you to pray for them now. Hallelujah. The Lord will open their eyes to what he's doing and what he's about to do. Hallelujah. So they will not be left behind. Hallelujah. So that they will be warned of the hand of God of what's coming. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I want you to pray for the prophets that their words, hallelujah, will not be sugar-coated, that they will not prophesy, praise the Lamb of God, lies, but that truth
hallelujah
will come from their lips, and that
thank
way they
you
will see and be warned of the imminent danger, praise the Lamb of God, concerning
hallelujah
what God is about to do in the earth realm, hallelujah,
Jesus,
that they will speak
Jesus
the truth, that they will sound the alarm, that they will stand on
hallelujah
their watch.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God.
Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to you, Father God. Jesus, Father God.
Praise God.
Oh, how we love you on this day, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We know that you hear us, Father God. As we supplicate
God.
Hallelujah. As the warriors of the world, Father God. As the givers in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Father God. We come before you, Father God, lifting up our saints, Jesus. Lifting up our saints before you, Father God. Oh, Jesus, we call upon you, Father
God.
We sent up an urgent prayer, Father God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If it can be, Father God, we are ringing the bells, Father God, from the earth, Father God, and calling upon your presence in the name of Jesus, Father God. We need your urgent prayer, Father God, your urgent hand, Father God, in this situation, Father God. We ask you in the name of Jesus, touch the minds of the shepherd, Father God. Touch your minds of the saints, Father God. Wake them up. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Touch their hearts, Father God. In the magnified name of Jesus, Father God. Let them not be comfortable, Father God. Let them not precious, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Let them understand it more than what they see, Father God. In the magnified name of Jesus. It's not just material things, Father God. It's you, God. It is you, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Let them turn their eyes back onto you, Father God. Let them go to the wall, Father God, and seek your understanding and your knowledge, Father God. Let's call upon wisdom, Father God. Let you give so freely in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Give them revelation knowledge, Father God. Take away the wool from their eyes, Father God. Hallelujah. We bind up the spirit of confusion right now in the name of Jesus. We bind up the spirit of deception right now in the name of Jesus. We say stop to the wiles of the enemy, and you must leave our shepherds alone. You must leave our saints alone in the name of Jesus. We back you up to the pit of fire and drop you in one by one in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we ask God, Father, hallelujah, for your intercessors to rise up, God. Hallelujah, for them to supplicate day and night. In the name of Jesus, we call upon your heart on this day, Father God. We say unto you, God, hold back your arrows in the name of Jesus, Father God. Do not take your righteous with your unrighteous. Do not take your holy with your unholy, Father God. We are here, Father God, calling upon your presence in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, we ask you, Father God, for
interpretation of
over your prophets, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to saturate them, Father God, with the Holy Ghost anointed straight from the throne room, God.
The callous from the
throne, God, from your very hand, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Take the sugar out of the tongue, Father God. Hallelujah. Take any confusion. Father God, any deceit, Father God, any interference on the foot, Father God, remove it in the name of Jesus, Father God. What you pour into them, Father God, shall be poured unto all that receive their word, Father God, from you, God. Straight from the throne room, Father God, uninterrupted, Father God, in the name of Jesus, unaltered in the name of Jesus, straight from you, Father God, through your vessel, Father God. For your conduit, Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let them not be fearful of the eyes of the faces, Father God. Let them not be fearful of the naysayers, Father God. We bind up the spirit of rejection right now in the name of Jesus. We bind up self-rejection right now. We break the spirit of rejection in the name of Jesus. And let the spirit of God just flow freely through your chosen vessels, Father God. Through your altar, Father God. Through your mouthpiece, Father God. The stones that you trust, God. And the earth, Father God. Fill them up, Jesus.
God is your name,
Father God.
I know you will be
served. Them in the earth realm in the name of Jesus. With your power and with your authority in the name of Jesus.
All across the land.
Throughout the land, Father God. Ring your bell in the name of Jesus. Blow it to here. Ring your bell, Jesus. Blow your shamash, Father God. Lift up your warriors, Father God. Hallelujah.
Dress
your army, Jesus. And you come from the heaven. In the magnified name of Jesus, take your wool and take your plate. Hallelujah. Clothe in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. God is for you.
Have mercy on your children, O God.
Every word that comes from God through your
died, oh God.
Let your people hear, Jesus. Let them not
hallelujah
turn from it, Father
Lamb.
God. Let them not turn from it, Father God. In the name
yes.
of Jesus, let them not flesh their hands from it, Father God.
And your
but receive your warning, Father God.
Your spirit of God.
Because you are so God, Father. You are filled with love and compassion, God. You warn us ahead of time, Father God, that we can suffocate, that we can turn from sin, hallelujah. Let me give you clean, Father God. And for forgiveness, Father God. As we bow our heads for repentance, Jesus, you will have pity on us, Father God. You will give us another opportunity, Father God. So we say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your prophecy. Thank you, Jesus, for your mouthpiece, Father God. Give us a warning in advance that we have the opportunity to be hallelujah, and be washed clean and made whole once again in you, God. We thank you, Jesus, and pray that every ear that hears your word, Father God, we're talking on your heart, Father God, in the name of Jesus. It's about you, God. It's about you, God. Have your way. Thank you, your people, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Let them not hear the name of Jesus. Hallelujah unto you. Hallelujah unto you, my Lord, thy God. Hallelujah, as you stretch your hand out. Hallelujah unto you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your intercessors will meet you at the mercy seat. Hallelujah on behalf of the saints, on behalf of the prophets, on behalf of your people. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. As we ask you, Father God, pull back your arrows in the name of Jesus and bless us instead, Jesus. Glory unto you, God. Hold your back your courage and bless us instead, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God. Hallelujah. We know that you love us, God. We know, hallelujah, for sure, we know you love us, God. We know you love us, God. We thank you, Jesus, for your covering. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, Jesus. Glory unto you, Father God. Thank you, hallelujah, for the garment of praise. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you,
hallelujah.
We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, hallelujah. You are the absolute end of a thing, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We worship for you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
We worship for you, God. We thank you.
Hallelujah.
That's God.
Holy God. Thank you, Father.
Lightning around your throne is holy.
Thank you, Jesus.
The water that from your throne is holy.
Hallelujah.
Holy, holy, holy God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
God, your spirit is holy. Hallelujah. Ah, Father.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, God, we approach your throne, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
By your holy blood covenant, for your blood is holy. Your blood is holy, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah, God. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
By the blood we come. By the blood
Jesus.
We... Our God, empower through that blood. Hallelujah, to give us boldness of act under the call of the door to be opened and forth effectually. Our God, your children, Hallelujah.
Praise
your God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to
your
name.
Hallelujah, God. Jesus.
Oh, we want to dwell in your
presence. There's none like you, God, in all the earth. Hallelujah.
Oh, God, oh, God. God of holiness.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for hearing prayer.
Thank you for your peace,
thank
Jesus.
Thank you for hearing prayer. Thank you for hearing prayer. Thank you for hearing. Hallelujah,
thank you for
God.
Your strength, God.
Thank you,
Jesus. For your mercy. Hallelujah, God. The name of Yeshua.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Jesus the Christ of God.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
thank you, Jesus.
My God, my God, my God. My God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord today. Thank you, intercessors. Thank you, intercessors, for being here with us. Praise the Lamb of God. Ooh, praying women and men of God, thank you so much. Oh, those that prayed with us. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God, I get wrapped. Praise the Lamb of God in those prayers. My God. Hallelujah. I know the work of prayer, people of God. And I want you to know today that it's so very important that we stay in the face of God and ask Him for mercy. Ask Him for grace. Our people of God. Hallelujah. Mercy on the saints. Mercy. Mercy. Even on us. Praise the name of God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, yes. This is the time that you want to witness to your brothers and sisters. This is the time you want to share Jesus with your children. This is the time, hallelujah, that you want your loved ones and those who you say you love so much. Hallelujah, you want them to get to know God quick. Hallelujah, people of God. Hallelujah. Because when the Lord comes through and He's coming,
hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He's coming. He's coming. My God,
hallelujah.
My God, my God.
Oh, God.
My God, He's coming.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, yes.
Holy God. Holy God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Error code 757, your mic hot.
Yes, sir, this is Elder John Lowe, Franklin, Virginia. Just tuning in.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Mm. My God, what a presence. Thank you, Father. Awesome. You're awesome in all your ways, my God. Hallelujah. Ooh-wee. Praise the Lamb. Oh, my goodness. Boy, I got messed up right there. Now, yes, Lord. Ah, Jesus. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Prophet Darrell. Hallelujah. Do you hear anything you want to share?
Well, not yet, Apostle. I'm just sitting up here basking in his presence.
Hallelujah. You're doing the same thing we doing. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Ooh, wait, man. What an urgency. I felt a great, strong impression. Hallelujah. The urgency to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for the shepherds to be warned the sheep. Because so many times we give credit to the devil and other agencies for what God is doing. Hallelujah. And this go round, we can't give it to the devil. We must know what God is doing so we can appropriate properly, hallelujah, to people that this is the Lord's doing. Hallelujah. That's what's wrong right now. God is doing stuff. Giving the credit to man. God is doing stuff. We're giving the credit to the devil and everybody else. And no one is acknowledging God. Hallelujah. And the things that's being done. Yes, God. No one is turning to him. No one. Hallelujah. And all the searching for this plane, even Flight 70. The whole world ain't heard about it. Ain't nobody said, let's pray and ask God to show us where this plane is. Our media has struck God off the record. Hallelujah. Oh, but he will find his place and his rightful place. And trust me, it's not up under the foot of man, neither buried in his conscious nor his subconscious. God will have his rightful place on the throne. Praise the Lamb of God. God will have his rightful place on the throne of this universe, on the throne of men's hearts. Hallelujah. And he will be served, but he won't be made a mockery. Yes, Lord. And many mock him. Praise the Lamb of God and take his name in vain. Yes, but he will be redeemed, I promise you. Just watch him work. Just watch God work in this season and in this hour. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. People of God, I hate to be the one to tell you, but there's going to be death and destruction across the land. Hallelujah. Major cities are going to see these catastrophic times come upon them. Hallelujah. God has spoken, not Shakespeare. I sit trembling. Hallelujah, because I have loved ones in every city God has named. There are people there that I love, people there that I care for. Hallelujah. That's God from coast to coast. My goodness gracious. But when you see these things, brothers and sisters, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, the only thing that's going to sustain us through it is knowing that God has spoken concerning this. And we as the people of God, we are the most forgetful about what God has said. We forget quickly than anybody what God has said. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes. Even when he said he's going to bless us, we forget about what he said. You have to bring it back to our remembrance that this is what I told you I would do. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Yes, God. Woo, my God, my God, my God. My God, my God, my God. Ah, God talked about makeshift graves and makeshift hospitals and hallelujah, not having the morgue, it's not going to be able to handle the bodies. People of God, God is not playing in this season. I sound the alarm. I sound the alarm, and I wish I knew how to do it even greater. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But I pray that the prophets and prophetess will rise up. Hallelujah. That's why I had you praying like that, Athelia, that the Lord would raise up the prophets and the prophetess in his house and, hallelujah, even in the streets to declare and decree what God has spoken so that the people may be warned. Hallelujah, that somebody might repent, that somebody's heart might turn and change. My goodness gracious. I have nieces and nephews who haven't accepted Christ. Yes, yes, yes. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Right there in Chicago, I have loved ones that have not embraced him. My God, right here in this city. My goodness gracious. In Detroit, I have loved ones that have not embraced him. Hallelujah. Who don't find their foot swiftly going to worship, don't rise up in the morning and call his name and tell him thank you for their slumber and sleep. Thank you for the food that's on their tables. Who all they look for is pleasure for the next drink, for the next high. Yeah. I have loved ones like that, just like many of you. Praise the Lamb of God. But yet, even with them being that way, you don't want to see them dead. You don't want to see their time cut short in the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But the hearts of men must be humbled and brought to a contriteness and a recognition of their sin and of the God that they have sinned against. My God, from the White House to my house, from your house, hallelujah, to the governor in your state, to the mayor in your city, to the officials, hallelujah, all the way to the house of God. The voice of the Lord will be heard. Hallelujah. The voice of the Lord will be heard. The voice of the Lord will be heard. And sometimes his voice, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. It's in an earthquake. And sometimes in a still, small voice in a wind, yet he speaks. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Ooh. People of God, I love you today. I love you. I love you. I don't mean to put a weight on the show. I really, my God, my God. I'm a bubbly person. But sometimes the weight of the world seems like it's on your shoulder when you know. Hallelujah. I'm sitting up here in the studio with my tallit wrapped around my neck. Pray with my prayer shawl on. Hallelujah. Start praying and interceding. Praise the Lamb of God for you, you, and you. I'm sitting in the studio. Ain't nobody here but me, and I don't have to have it on. I could say I have it on and don't have it on, but it's around my neck, this beautiful red and white tallit with gold flyer frames on it that was made for me. Hallelujah. New Beginnings Church, Pastor Gail Johnson and granddaughters and them, they gave it to me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Some time ago, and it stays on my altar. Praise the Lamb of God. And I don't put this on every day. This is not an everyday garment here. Hallelujah. But it's on today again because of the depth of prayer. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord say, it is well. Hallelujah. So I say, it is well. The Lord has heard prayer. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Where is, let me see, Prophet Darrell, I need you to do something for me. There's a young man on the line. Praise the Lamb of God. His last name is Lowe. Lowe, what's your first name?
John.
John Lowe is on the, Prophet, I want you to pray while the show is going on. I want you to speak to him and give him a prophetic word today if the Lord reveals something to you here.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. I want you to pray for him. Yeah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Father,
while I'm in this exercise here, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. People of God, I want to say this. We're at the top of the hour, and then we're going to look at the sixth chapter of Isaiah. Praise the Lamb of God. We're going to let the Lord break out and break forth. If he break out before, so be it. Y'all know it's this show. This is the Holy Ghost show. Praise the Lord. But I want to remind you all, praise the Lamb, I have to talk about my new book. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, you want this book if you have not ordered. Fall on your knees. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, boy, I dedicated this book to my mother. Praise the Lamb of God. And these various chapters on this repairing the altar, the Monday night experience, praise the Lamb of God. Oh, you just want to read that. It conditions in a revival service that I was invited to. This book was birthed out of, praise the Lord, right here in the city of Detroit, of the call to repentance, the removal of the self. You really want to, boy, oh my goodness, chapter 5, preparing, chapter 6, reconciliation, chapter 7, nature, praise the Lamb of God, chapter 8, turning, chapter 9, the call to return. Chapter 10, the end times. Oh, my goodness. Boy, oh, boy. Chapter 11, the challenge to remove the idols. Praise the Lamb of God. Chapter 12, cleanliness is next to godliness. An old saying my mother used to say. Praise the Lamb of God. And God gave us a blessed revelation of that. I want you to go to our website, Praise the Lamb of God, or right there on Facebook, you can put Fall on Your Knees in, and a page will come up. Or you can go to our website at PSMINTL, and you can place your order, praise the Lamb of God, for our new book. Hallelujah. Those of you who are studying the prophetic and want to enhance your prophetic life, I don't know why you haven't received your prophetic manual, praise the Lamb of God, same website. You can order the prophetic manual that we've composed and compiled and put together. Praise the Lamb of God. We've written for you so that you can be educated in the prophetic. Praise the Lamb of God. Teaching you how to interpret dreams. Everything is there. Praise the Lamb of God so that you can receive the blessing of the Lord through your studies. Praise the Lord. That's there. And then those of you with a calling on your life, of any kind, praise the Lamb of God. I promise you, this little book I wrote is only, praise the Lamb of God, like 50 pages, 40 or 50 pages, praise the Lamb of God, the call and burden of intercessory prayer. You need to read that little book. Some people have told me, I read this book about 10 times, prophet, praise the Lamb of God, and every time I read it, something new leaps from the pages. It's It's a very powerful little book to help you saturate yourself in your calling, to make sure that you're called, or to see if God has burdened you with something, because a burden, praise the Lamb of God, is not necessarily a calling. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. And a calling lasts for life. A burden is to be carried for a period of time. Praise the Lamb of God. That's one of the differences. Hallelujah. You need to get all of those at the website. My goodness, praise the Lamb of God. Some other items there. Go look, praise the Lamb of God, and you'll see that at psmintl.org. Make sure you get your copy, praise the Lamb of God. Then others of you, praise God, who want to help us support to carry the word of God across the world, across the nation, praise the Lamb of God. And we've got to move now, hallelujah, to do some things. Even here in the city of Detroit, to sound the alarm, you can always, praise the Lamb, make a donation to the ministry. We appreciate, praise the Lamb of God, all that you do. Prophet Darrell is here with us, praise the Lamb of God. A young lady, praise the Lamb of God, I ain't going to call her name. She didn't ask me to. Praise the Lamb of God, sent in a donation to Prophet Darrell and sent in a donation to Bertha, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And I'm happy for them, praise the Lamb of God. Anyone want to bless them, you can do it, praise the Lamb of God. Or you can contact them and bless them directly, praise the Lord. I have no problem with that either. They are good ground, they're good seed ground, praise the Lamb of God. And I'm sure you'll receive a harvest from it, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Now, praise the Lamb. Now, Prophet Darrell, whenever you're ready, you call. You say, I'm ready, Prophet.
My Lord.
Then
you
right
know
now?
What, Apostle?
Yeah.
Let me, I just want to tell him this. I want to tell him this. The Lord said the wait is over.
Hallelujah.
He said the wait is over. And not only that the wait is over, but this is your season to move forward. Because the Spirit of the Lord said you have been stagnated. It's like you have been at a standstill. He said the wait is over now. Now it's time for you to go forth and do what he has commissioned and called you to do in this season. Hallelujah.
My God.
My Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
He told you, say, fear not in this season. He said, you ain't got no reason to fear nothing in this season. He said, you will not, oh, my God. He said, you will not feel the wrath that he's getting ready to release upon the people.
My goodness. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Did you hear that, Elder Lowe?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but while the prophet starts speaking to you, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. There's some other things there, praise the Lamb of God, that has to do with the past. Hallelujah. And that... it's a matters of the heart, I'll put it that way, praise God, hallelujah. Yeah, and the scarring, hallelujah, that the Lord wants to lift off of you, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And the only way God can do that is for us to forgive, hallelujah. We ask for forgiveness, we forgive others, and then we forgive ourselves. That trichotomy, hallelujah, of forgiveness, will release us, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah,
yes,
from the burden and the torment and the agony, pray, that that haunts us many times when we have went through some devastating, pray, relationships and things of that nature, praise the Lamb of God, some hurts, some rejection, some misunderstandings, praise the Lord, that have not been resolved. Hallelujah, you can always resolve them in God and praise the Lamb of God to help free us up. And that helps also for the Spirit of God to flow freely through us and for our blessings, praise the Lamb of God, to be able to manifest even greater, praise the Lamb. So I encourage you in that area, praise the Lamb of God, so that your joy, hallelujah, can be restored. Hallelujah, so that your joy can be restored. Hallelujah, so the joy of your salvation can be restored, man of God. Praise the Lamb of God for what God has assigned to your hand to do, even as Prophet Darrell has spoken, so that you can go forth hallelujah, in power and in blessings, praise the Lamb of God. We love you, man, and we bless you today.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, brothers and sisters, listen here. I'm going to jump right in here, praise the Lamb of God, on Bertha. We're reopening your mic. Hallelujah. I'm going to jump right in here on this lesson. Praise the Lord. If you would look at Isaiah 6, I mentioned it yesterday, but it's so much weighty material here, praise the Lamb of God. And this also is the call of Isaiah and the new commissioning or assignment that's given to his hand here in these few verses, praise the Lord. And I want you to notice, praise the Lamb of God, that on the onset of this chapter, praise the Lamb of God, he identifies King Uzziah as the turning point, praise the Lamb of God. His death was the turning point in his life, praise the Lamb of God. It was the turning point in Isaiah's life through the death of who history records as his uncle, praise the Lamb of God, that Isaiah was a relative. And this is why he is so educated, praise the Lamb of God, to write such a composition as the book of Isaiah and to hold such a prestigious position, praise the Lamb of God, as a statesman, this, that, and another, because he dwelled in the royal courts. And because of his position, praise the Lamb of God, he was able to see, and a lot of people don't see this in his writings, he was able to see grandeur and splendor on a level, praise the Lamb of God, on a level, brothers and sisters, that was very, very unique, praise the Lamb of God, that was very, very unique, because the way he beheld Uzziah, to even mention that in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord, this shows you his focus, praise the Lamb of God. It shows you his focus, praise God. But now he's receiving a revelation of the Lord, praise the Lamb of God, that's higher, praise him, that's more exalted, that's lifted up greater in grandeur, splendor than Uzziah could have ever been, praise the Lamb. And when God reveals himself to us, whatever, praise the Lamb of God, is your PowerPoint in your life, I put it that way, whatever is your most prestigious or idol in your life, praise the Lamb of God, God will reveal himself in a way that will make that person or that thing or that issue that you've been looking at and thought was great, smaller, praise the Lamb of God, than anything in your life. God has a way of revealing himself to us that causes him to become premier, causes him to be, causes him to be, praise the Lamb of God, the uno in your life. Hello, Light Bug. That's how I determine true callings to the ministry, Prophet Darrell. Hallelujah. Bertha, I determine callings to the ministry by where people place God in their life. Hallelujah. Because
right.
If God has called you, the God that called me, hallelujah, ooh, then nothing else will be. You won't put God second or third.
Amen. That's right.
On your priority levels, praise
that's
the Lamb
right.
of God. Hallelujah. God reserves the front row seat in your life, praise the Lamb of God. And everything that you do with a mindset of that calling. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everything you do is has to come through the filter of that calling,
mm-hmm.
praise the Lamb
yes,
of God,
sir.
Because you know you can't let nothing take you away from it. You know, praise the Lamb of God, that what God has spoken to you, if you don't do it, Woe is me if I preach not the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Woe is me. And you know what happened to Jonah? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We discussed that already. And those of us as called, praise the Lamb of God, we tremble in the presence of the Lord when it comes down to what we're going to do with our life. We have no other course. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We have to drop our net. Yeah, we have to leave from collecting the taxes. Come on, talk to me here. Praise the Lamb of God. When we hear the voice of the Lord say, come, follow me. I'll make you fishers of men. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Nothing else matters to us. Glory to the Lamb of God. And even those of us who work, praise the Lamb. I can use my daughter. Let me see. I don't want to talk about her if she's not on the show. I think she was here earlier. Yeah, Imagine's here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Even in our daily occupations, it disturbs us if something about our job, praise the Lamb of God, conflicts with the calling. I'll put it that way. Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb. It's irritating for us. It troubles us if they try to make us work a Sunday. Praise the Lamb of God. It bothers
you. Yes.
Hallelujah. Because you know what your calling is. You know your place. You know your position.
Yes.
You know the importance that God has placed you in. And it behooves you to wonder, is this a challenge of God to see what I'm going to do in this situation? Whether I'm going to choose gold and silver, hallelujah, over calling, hallelujah. And these are the things. Boy, you see, I told you there's a lot right there, and that I could stay right here for the remainder of the show. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. High lifted up, his train filled the temple. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. His train filled the temple. High lifted up, train filled the temple. Praise the Lamb of God. That comes behind the Lord is as great as the Lord. It fills the temple. His train, praise the Lamb of God. You know what a wedding train is on a woman's dress. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You know, the longer the train, the more prestigious weddings were. Wow, look at that. And she's dragging this dress on all down the aisles, praise the Lord, and all of that. And everybody's just going, whoa. Well, the glory of God, praise the Lamb of God, is on his backside. We learned that from the Moses experience. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Come on, talk to me here, Bible studies. We learned that up in the mount with Moses when God put his hand in his face and told him, when I pass by you tomorrow, I'm going to hide you in the cleft of the rock. While I'm departing, I'm going to let you see my backside.
Yes, he did.
And I'm going to show you all my glory from my backside. So this is praise the Lamb of God. Now watch this. It said above it stood the seraphim. Each one had six wings. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. This branch of angels, cherubims and seraphims, there's different branches of angels. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. They had six wings. Two, they covered his face. With two, they covered his feet. With two, he did fly. Praise the Lamb of God. Why does an angel have to cover his face? It may be one or two things. That's only so close they can get to God also before they have to protect themselves from the glory. Praise the Lamb of God, there's only a measure of sin they can behold before they have to cover their face. Why would an angel have to cover their face? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. With two, he covered his feet. Praise the Lamb of God. Could this be because angels have to come where we are?
Oh, my
right.
God.
And then go to God?
Jesus, so they can't see anything.
And God don't want to see what they the mess they done stood in on our behalf.
Wow.
Now their feet in the places that they have to go. Hello, somebody.
Jesus.
Praise the Lamb of God. My goodness gracious. Because you know God deal with some feet now. Well, we got Moses again. Take off your shoe.
Take off your shoes.
The ground you stand on
is holy.
The ground. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Two wings, he did fly. Praise the Lamb of God. Going to carry out the will and the works of God. Well, I thought that was kind of revelatory to me when it came. Praise the Lamb of God. Concerning those wings. Wings to fly. Wings to veil my face.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Why should an angel have to hide his face unless he hides me from a powerful God?
Jesus.
My goodness gracious. Or from wickedness and evil and sin that's so abominable he don't want to look upon it. In his feet, praise the Lamb of God, that he may be presented before the throne of God. My God, my God, my God. Watch this, verse 3. One cried unto another and said, that's the answer right there, is it? Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. They got three sets of wings. Holy, holy, holy. Holy to the Father, holy to the Son, holy to the Holy Ghost. Holy, holy, holy. Praise the Lamb of God. Is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, this is a revelation to those of you in schools of learning. Praise the Lamb of God. I have you to know that, and I've said this before, praise the Lamb of God, the two levels of revelation is general revelation, praise the Lamb of God, then special revelation. General revelation in theology is to be able to see the glory of God in the earth realm. A lot of people can't see the glory of God. They see trees, but they don't see the glory of God in the tree. Hallelujah. Do you know you can see the glory of God in a glass of water? In a drop of water?
Mm-hmm.
You should be able to look in the mirror and see the glory of God in your face.
Amen.
By looking at you. Let me tell you how you look at it. I was fearfully and wonderfully made. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The glory of the Lord is in the whole earth. When you consider, praise the Lamb of God, the works of God. Hallelujah. David saw it. He looked at it and said, how great thou art. I consider the stars. Come on, talk to me. The universe.
Yes,
when I consider everything that you've created, I see your glory, your penmanship, your paintbrush. See the stroke of your hand. Praise the Lamb of God. The sculpting of your chisel. I see what you have chiseled out the mountains and the hills and how you have carved out rivers and rivulets and scooped up seas and oceans and laid the grass like carpet.
Oh, God.
My goodness gracious.
Hallelujah.
How great thou art. But I behold the depths of the sea and all the various species that live therein. Hallelujah. All I can say is how great thou art. Praise the Lamb of God. And until you have general revelation of God, don't expect a special one. Till you can see God. Hello, light bulb. Till you can see God in the natural, don't expect to see him in the spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. You got to be able to see him. Hallelujah. In the things that he created. Because he created all of these things for his good pleasure, even you and I. Praise the Lamb of God. And you have a greater appreciation of him when you see the handiwork of God. My goodness gracious, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. The whole earth. earth is full of your glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him who cried, and the house was filled with smoke. The Shekinah glory, of course, is the smoke, but this voice of him who cried.
Oh, my
God. It said the doorpost moved at the voice of him who cried. My God, my God. And that was it said, and one angel cried, and one cried. Oh, no, it said unto another. Okay? Dilemma, one cried unto another. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him who cried. Praise the Lamb of God. The doorpost moved. The doorpost was was moved by the power.
Hallelujah.
Of the voice of the one that cried. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My God, my God, my God. The doorpost. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. In the temple, the doorpost moved. Y'all didn't get that, did you?
The doorpost moved in the temple.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The doorpost, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Shifted at his voice. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Is this to say that the entrance way had to be brought? The doorpost had to be moved. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, at the voice of him that cried. It was shifted. It was widened. It was made larger. Now, if you really want to see this again, you got to go to the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel talks about this. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, the moving of the doorpost and the rising of the water and all of that. Praise the Lamb of God in his vision. Praise the Lamb of God in Ezekiel. You'll see this, praise the Lamb of God, vividly again. Praise the Lord at the power of God and how God moves. The Shekinah glory, his spirit, the smoke that's in the house, praise the Lamb of God. This is, again, seen, praise the Lamb of God, in the experience when Solomon built the temple, praise the Lamb of God, and they couldn't minister in the temple because of the cloud of God, because of the smoke, because of the presence of God. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, praise the Lamb of God. Yes, the Shekinah glory, as we call it, the cloud of God in the house of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this now. Then said I, woe is me. Praise the Lamb. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. This is awesome because, now watch this, people of God. Anytime God is revealed to you on a greater level, you're going to see yourself in a worse way.
Jesus.
Hello, light bulbs.
Jesus.
When God reveals himself to you, you see yourself as you are.
Yes, you do.
The real you.
Amen.
Okay, y'all didn't get that. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, that's many unrepentant believers because they can't see themselves as they are. Praise the Lamb of God. Some people are self-righteous in their stance in the house of God because they can't see God. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to tell you this. Praise the Lamb of God. There's a lot of people who think they're really good. I didn't do all of this and I didn't do all of that and I didn't do all of this. So they think they're better than the starch sinner, as we say, that come to God, who really know how low down he's been. She has been. Praise God, who then done all the sinful things, the big five, you know. They then done all the sinful things. But there are another group of people who think because they didn't steal, lie, and cheat and all of that, that they're all right. And so those are the ones you see. They are halfway emotionless in church. See, some of us be shouting because of what we've been delivered from when we remember it. Praise the Lamb of God. But they don't feel they've been delivered from nothing. They don't understand. Amen. They don't understand the core of the nature of sin. They don't understand the depth of their separation from God just by being born in, as David said, praise, I was born in sin and shaping in iniquity. They don't understand that their exposure in this world without God on their side, praise the Lamb of God, qualified them to go to hell. Hello, light bulb.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God. Did you hear what I said? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Qualifies them to go to hell right alongside everybody else that has committed sin. Praise the Lamb of God.
Right.
We have to repent because of sin that we have committed. We repent because of the sin nature in us.
That's
that
right.
Disease that was born in us, praise the Lamb of God, like diabetes being handed down, hallelujah, from generation to generation. Adam infected us, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, with a nature that is separate from the nature of God. Yeah, praise the Lamb of God. That's why you must be born again. And until you see the need to be born again, you will never fall on your face and ask for repentance and forgiveness and become contrite so that the born again process can take place.
Hallelujah.
It's in your nature. Hallelujah.
Your nature.
And if it wasn't there, you wouldn't be judging. Hello, light bulb. If it wasn't there, you wouldn't say you better than somebody else. Okay, y'all don't like me because I'm telling the truth again today. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah. Praise them. You wouldn't be looking down your nose at people. Praise the Lamb. You would recognize that you too have a nature that qualifies you for hell.
Jesus.
That has already, the judgment has been set for you to go. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
That's why you must be born again.
Born again.
That you can have a nature change. And that nature change changes your life. Hello, life bulb. That places you used to go, you don't want to go no more. And things I used to go, I don't do no more. You need a nature check. I wish I had a coliseum of about 50 million today so I can tell them what their problem is. Praise the Lamb of God. Nature change. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You must be born again. See, any man that's in Christ is a new creation. Come on, talk to me here. A new creature. Been changed. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. You have been changed from the inside out. Okay,
hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb. Better leave this alone. I'm going to get in trouble.
Change.
The Lamb of God, you've been changed.
Jesus.
Woo! You've been changed, and you're being changed.
Yes.
And you shall be changed. But it does not yet appear what we shall be like. Come on,
hallelujah.
Talk to me here, somebody. But this we know, we shall be like him.
Hallelujah.
You're being changed. I'm in a metamorphosis right now. I'm going through stages of change.
Jesus.
Some old stuff is off of me, and old ways and old thoughts and old actions and things that this world has connected to me is coming off me. God preparing me for something greater. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. Praise the Lord. My God, my God, y'all messing me up. I'm going to get messed up. Not going to make it out of this. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Look at this word here. Woe is me. When you see this, you see the man in the mirror. For I am undone. Look what he says. For I'm a man of unclean lips. I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips.
Yes,
now, how do you know
yes.
this? for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to
How did you get this revelation here, man? My eyes have seen the King. Oh,
hallelujah.
My goodness gracious, a life.
Thank you. Woo. Hallelujah.
I dwell in the
hallelujah.
Midst of a people. My God, God of unclean lips.
Yes,
the
Lord.
Very words are impure. My goodness
hallelujah.
Gracious. I dwell amongst the people. That's unclean.
Oh,
that's what it should have said. Just unclean. Prophet Dale Burtham, ladies, there was a time when something was wrong with you that you had to wear a sign that said unclean.
That's
Hallelujah.
Right.
Yeah. That was a day. Praise the Lamb of God. If you were infected with diseases that was contagious, they made you wear a sign that said unclean.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
The Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. That, yeah. Praise the Lamb of God. He said,
yep.
I dwell among unclean people with unclean lips. Woo, for my eyes have seen the King.
Lord.
The Lord of glory. Now watch this now. I'm going to mess with your theology. Now we know he couldn't have seen God. He said he saw
Hallelujah.
The King. So this
King.
Is a theophany, a revelation of Christ in the Old Testament. Praise the Lamb of God. That Jesus is seen in the Old Testament. He couldn't have saw God. He can't live and see God. Okay?
Jesus.
Y'all better get
Hallelujah.
With me on this one. You can't live and see God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Right.
To see God is death. You can't
Hallelujah.
Look at his face and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hello,
Jesus.
Somebody. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
And if you
Jesus.
Notice, the scope of this man's prophecy is messianic. The scope of
Hallelujah.
His prophecies praise the Lamb of God, in this prophetic writings here, praise the Lamb of God, is about the coming of Christ. It's
yes,
about
it
the
is.
Return of Christ. And nobody
yes,
describes
is.
Christ as vivid as Isaiah. Nobody.
No, don't.
In
nobody.
No book in the entire
Hallelujah.
Bible describes Jesus like Isaiah
like
do.
Isaiah.
Praise the Lamb
That's
of God.
Right.
He had a revelation of him. My eyes have
Lord,
seen the King.
Lord, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. My eyes have seen. He had a vision. He said, my eyes have seen the King, the Lord
Hallelujah.
Of hosts. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, if somebody could just see the King today.
Hallelujah.
If somebody could just see the King. My goodness,
Hallelujah.
My goodness. See, this is what I was saying. Praise the Lamb of God. Once... The Lord has really been revealed to you. It's over. The life you lived
yes.
is over. There's no more going back to who you used to be.
Thank
How
you.
Can you? How can you when your eyes have seen the King?
Jesus.
When your eyes have seen the Lord of glory. Hallelujah. Watch this. Then flew one of the seraphims, praise the Lamb of God, unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongues from off the altar. He had a live coal. That means
yes,
fire was in the coal.
Yes, it
yeah.
was.
Yeah,
yes,
and
was.
He took it off the altar, right?
Yes, he
yeah.
did.
And from off the altar. Now, what happens on the altar, praise the Lamb of God, with the concern coals, is blood sacrifices. Oh, y'all don't want to hear me today.
Yes, we
uh-huh.
can teach.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Yeah.
Blood sacrifices. Mm-hmm.
Blood sacrifices, right?
Yes, right?
So therefore, praise the Lamb of God, if this is a heavenly vision, the Lamb had already been slain.
Hallelujah.
From the foundations of
yeah.
the world. Oh,
yes,
y'all don't
yes.
want to hear me. Praise the Lamb
yes,
of God.
Yes,
the blood
yes.
had already dripped
yeah.
down
Hallelujah.
On the coals of fire. Y'all ain't listening.
Amen.
Hallelujah. See what I'm finna tell you? Praise the Lamb of God. The blood of the Lamb had already been shed before the foundations of the world. We just come into time to meet what it was shed for. Praise the Lamb of God. I wish y'all could look in the prophetic past with me for a minute. Mm. Hallelujah. But John the Revelator told us before the foundation of the world, the Lamb was already slain. God had already made preparation for our salvation since we are predestined before the world was. Okay, praise the Lamb of God. You'll get that when you get prophetically clear. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Praise the Lamb of God. So now John, John has revealed this, praise the Lamb of God, and Isaiah is experiencing it. He says,
yes, Lord,
took the coals of fire, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and he put it and laid it on my mouth. That's what he did, Lord, with it. And said, lo, this has touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. I'm going to ask you a question, Bertha, and you answer me, okay? What?
Yes, Lord.
Can wash away your sin?
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
What? Make you whole again.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
I think I made my point. I think
I made my point.
If his sins were purged,
yes.
Don't talk to me. It took some blood sacrifice for sins to be remitted. Come on, talk to me here. It's the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It took the fire of God, which is the Holy Spirit, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, to clean those lips up. That's the only thing that clean yours. That's the only thing that clean mine. Hallelujah. Somebody need a touch right now. Somebody need a touch right now, praise the Lamb of God. You can't stop cussing. Need a touch. Hallelujah. Come on, talk to me here. You can't stop backstabbing in line. You just need a touch. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There's still some coals on the fire. Hallelujah. On the altar, there's still some blood on the coal. There's still some the coal. God can touch you now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. All you need to do is acknowledge like Isaiah did. Hallelujah. Lord, woe is me, he says.
Lord,
I'm a man
Jesus.
Of unclean lips. In other words, I'm a sinner. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I've seen the sinner. I've seen the King in my sinful condition. Lord, have mercy. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo. Woo. And I heard the voice of the Lord. Now, this is the purpose why God cleaned you up. I heard the voice
Jesus.
Of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? Who will go for us? Who will go for the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
Who will go for us, said? Hallelujah. Who will go for me and my Father? Look what he said. I heard the voice of the Lord saying. Now, he just
That's
said he saw
he
the
said.
King. He just said he saw the bird, the voice. He saw the Lord of hosts. And now the Lord of hosts is speaking, praise the Lamb of God, in plurality. He says, who shall go for us? Not who shall go for me. Hello, light bulb. Praise the Lamb of God. He's at least acknowledging his Father. Hallelujah. You saw this in creation, didn't you? Let us make man.
Jesus.
Come on, talk. Don't act like God don't talk to nobody.
Okay.
Who shall go for us? Then said I, kill my Lord.
Hallelujah.
Sing, praise
Jesus.
The Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My goodness gracious, praise the Lamb of God. I want you to know this stuff. He says, who shall go for me and who shall go for us? And he doesn't say, give him an assignment. He just want to know if you're willing to go. Hello,
Amen.
My brother. Praise the Lamb. Because if you're not willing to go, no matter the assignment, he don't need you to go.
Hallelujah.
Hello, light bulbs. Praise
Amen.
The Lamb of God. When you come
Hallelujah.
Into the ranks of God,
Hallelujah.
When you come into the ranks of God's usage, of you brothers and sisters, you must understand this. Hallelujah. That is a blank check.
Hallelujah.
God said, will you go? You say yes.
Jesus.
They have never told you what you got to go through, who you got to go to. Hallelujah. He'll tell you the hell you're going to go through.
Oh,
he just says, will you go for us? Come on, talk to me, gift. Praise
Amen.
The Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I know this. If I had known all the hell that I was going to go through, when the Lord called me, I might have said no. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
But he don't even reveal that to you.
No, he doesn't.
Praise the Lamb of God. Watch it now.
Yes.
And he said, go and tell this. Well, here come the assignment. Here come the commission. Go and tell
Thank
this people. Hear ye indeed, but understand not. And see ye indeed, but perceive not. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of
Thank
God.
You.
That's when God want to warn a people about destruction. Hallelujah. But some of them already been marked for death. Some of them already been marked. Some of them already been marked for exile. When God lets you hear the word, but don't let you perceive what it's saying. It's a sad thing to go to church year after year, Sunday after Sunday, and hear preaching and can't hear it.
Hallelujah.
Hey, bubs.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
There's a lot of people that came here.
That's
Jesus,
right.
Jesus, God Almighty. Open up the ears.
There's a lot of people. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That cannot understand. There's a lot of people that can't perceive. Now, I'm going to give you one in the Bible. I only can give you one right now. Watch this. We don't have time. Watch this now. Let me call him up. Yeah, he home.
Jesus.
He want to talk to us. Hey, Nicodemus, how you doing?
Jesus.
Oh, you were one of them Pharisees?
Jesus.
Yeah? Nicodemus? You're an expert in the Mosaic Law. You knew the Word of God, the Torah. You knew all of that. Praise the Lamb of God. You taught it. But when you met the Lord and you asked him about being born again, he told you you couldn't perceive it.
Jesus.
You couldn't receive. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Until you were born again, until a change came in your nature, till your
eyes,
darkness was removed, and the light of the gospel shines through. You can't perceive God. There's some people who can't perceive God.
Jesus.
The concept of God is too great for them. Hallelujah, because they don't even understand themselves. The concept, praise the Lamb of God, that God rules everything. He knows about everything, that he is gnosis. He knows everything about everything that there is to know about everything. That blows their mind. They can't receive that. He's everywhere at the same time. They can't receive that. He's immutable. He changes. He came from nowhere. Out of nothing, yet he was there before somewhere got there to get somewhere. God has always been. Can't receive that. He was before the chicken and the egg, and is the cause of both of them. They can't receive that. He has no mother or no father. Nothing spun him out. He has been from eternity past to eternity future. He has no birthday. He does not age. He's God all by himself. Some people can conceive that.
Hallelujah.
Lord have mercy. I'm going to raise an offering at the end of this. Y'all have made me sweat. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Lord
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank
Lord
you,
God Almighty.
Thank
Woo! Look at Make
Thank
the heart
you,
of this people. Make their ears heavy.
Yes.
And shut their eyes. Lest they see with their eyes and hear with their hearts and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and be converted and be healed. Did you hear what God told the prophet? He said, make the heart of this people fat. Praise the Lamb of God through your words, through your prophecy. Hallelujah. We got some big hearts out here. Make their ears heavy from hearing the word. Do you know the more redundant that you hear that Jesus coming back, the less you believe it? That's because you got heavy ears. You've been hearing it so long. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all better listen to the prophet. Do you know when your heart gets fat? Praise the Lamb of God. It's when what I have given you, the word that you have given, been giving you, you took it in, and then you filled it with the fatness of life, with your pleasures. Hallelujah. With your prosperity and everything else that you got going on until the meat I gave you has now been shrunk on all of the fatness of your heart. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Watch this. I want you to see this. You got to see this clear. Your eyes, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He says, shut their eyes, let they see with their eyes. He said, their spiritual eyes, their prophetic eyes, shut them, the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. All you got to do is keep prophesying. Keep prophesying. And sooner or later, somebody going to shut their eyes and say, yeah, you've been saying that for the last 3 years. God ain't done nothing. I don't believe it. I shut. There's preachers in the pulpit don't believe Jesus coming back. Yes, y'all hear what I said?
Yes, that's dynamite.
Yes, Lord.
Preaching
yes,
the gospel and don't believe what they're preaching.
That's right.
They're teaching Bible classes and don't believe what they're teaching. The eyes are shut. Praise the Lamb of God. And when you give them prophetic revelation, you become a problem because their eyes shut. Hello, light bulb. Because their eyes shut. Watch this now. They understand with their heart and understand with their heart and be converted and be healed. God said if they repent, I got to heal them. I got to convert them. And they're already marked for destruction. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Then let me tell you what God does. He gives us opportunity to convert.
Yes, he does.
He gives us opportunity to change. He gave it to Jezebel. I gave her space to repent, and she would not. Is that not the word?
Yes. Hallelujah.
He said he gave Jezebel space to repent, and she wouldn't. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Then said I, Lord, how long? He answered, until the cities be wasted without inhabitants and the houses without men and the land be utterly desolate. That sounds like destruction, don't it? How long do you want me to prophesy? How long do you want me to deliver the word like this? The Lord said, until the cities be wasted, and that's plural, without inhabitants, the houses without men, that means there's a lack of men, people of God, there's women, no men, you see that, don't you? And the land be utterly desolate, hallelujah, no crops, praise the Lamb, no work. Recession, depression, hallelujah. And the Lord will remove men far away, and there'll be a great forsakening in the midst of the land.
Jesus.
That's apostasy right there. But yet in it shall be a tenth, and it shall return, and shall be eaten as a teal tree and as an oak, whose substance is in them when they cast their leaves. So the holy seed shall be the substance of it. In other words, there shall be a remnant.
Yes, Lord.
There shall be a remnant.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
I will preserve my holy seed. It's right there in the Bible. I didn't make that up. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. The Bible said when Jesus finished reading, he closed the book. I rest my case. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo! What a word today.
Glory to God.
What a teaching word today. The Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. If that's not a word for this hour, for this season we're in, praise the Lamb of God. If that's not a word for right now,
yes, there shall be a remnant. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. There will be a remnant.
Yes.
How long preaching has been going on, boy, and people still playing, as we say, playing church? How long has God been decreeing, declaring? How long? Hallelujah.
How long?
As God has been forecasting destruction if man does not change, how long?
How long?
And they're heavy with it. Their hearts are fat with it. Eyes are shut.
How long, Father? How long?
God, keep preaching and prophesying until, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But remember what the Lord prophesied to us. They're going to come to us to be healed.
Yes, Jesus.
They're going to come to us for prayer. Hello, somebody. Bang your post, saint. On the wall.
Hallelujah.
Gird your loins with truth. Shroud your feet with the preparation of the gospel. Put on the blessed plate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Always.
Hallelujah.
Always.
Hallelujah.
Always. Pray.
Hallelujah.
In the
Hallelujah.
Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus.
Glory to the King of Kings. Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lamb of God. God bless each of you today. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, what a word. What, I didn't know I was going to teach it with such conviction and power. Hallelujah.
Praise
I should
God,
open the doors of the church right here. My goodness gracious.
Amen.
I tell you, boy,
yes.
Oh boy, that word will fill you up. It will fill you up, boy, I tell you. And it did it again to me today. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, don't forget us. PSMINTL.org. Don't forget us. Don't forget the books, the material that's there. Order yours. Praise the Lamb of God. I love you all today. I bless you. Prophet Darrell, I love you, man. Bertha Pruitt, Sylvia, praise
that's
the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I love you. I love you. I love you. All of our intercessors, people all around the country, Prophet, love you. Tomorrow is our word day. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I can feel a prophesying session bubbling in my belly. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
Meet us here tomorrow. Meet us right here tomorrow. I love you. Be blessed.
There's a new day dawning. Feel it coming now. The dark clouds have rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on. Do God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see. The perfect will that my God has for me, I rejoice 'cause I'm brand new. No one else. heaven. Now